This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're going on 6 months now since Hurricane Maria tore through Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. 1 in 7 people on Puerto Rico are still living without power. And nobody knows for sure how many people have left for the mainland permanently, but estimates do put it somewhere between 1% and 2% of the pre-storm population. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more now on what Puerto Ricans who chose to remain and help rebuild might be up against.
The Puerto Rico Department of Education is surveying kids from third grade on up and their teachers, trying to determine which areas need counselors and social workers most. Charles Vinatier Santiago teaches Puerto Rican law and politics at the University of Connecticut. He's from Puerto Rico, has family on the island. He was there last week.
The conversation centered around the impact of not having a reliable electricity and then the stress that their parents are experiencing because of lack of work or lack of living conditions.
He says depression is palpable, especially in lower-income communities.
I witness a lot of sort of violent behavior by parents. Parents are just burnt out.
The Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority was defaulting on bond payments even before the hurricane. The governor, Ricardo Rosselló, has suggested privatizing it. Kate Long runs a research service for Puerto Rico bondholders. She thinks finding a buyer is going to be tough.
You know, you have a car, and then you run it. You never change the oil, right? You let all your dopey friends drive it into, you know, into ditches. And then you say, well, forget it. I'm just going to sell it. That's basically what they've done with the power company.
Puerto Rico's estimated debt before the storm was somewhere between $75 and $200 billion. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers says funds holding Puerto Rican debt face taking a serious loss. As for the Puerto Rican government,
they've got to be much more aggressive in reforming. And if, but only if, they're able to do that, they're going to need substantially more support from the mainland.
But many Puerto Ricans are done waiting. The Puerto Rican government says it estimates another 200,000 residents will move from the island to the mainland before 2018 ends. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.